Praise the Lord. Saints, will you stand with me? Amen. God bless you. Good to see you all. Good to be back in the house of the Lord. Amen. Will you turn with me to Psalms 9? Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to read the first 12 verses. Amen. Psalms 9 reads, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will sing. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sattest in the throne, judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. And thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end. And thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment. And he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Let's bow our hearts, Almighty God. Father, we come to this place, Lord, to worship you. We've come, Lord God, that we should hear the word this morning. Father, we have come, Lord God, into this house expecting great things of you because you are the great and mighty God. Father, we love you, Lord God. We've come to serve you, Lord. We need you in this hour, Lord. We want to draw closer to you, Father. Therefore have we come. Lord, we'll be attentive, Lord, to your word, Lord. We'll be led by your spirit, Lord. Move in our midst, Lord. Speak to each and every heart. Anoint every heart, Lord God. Anoint us, Lord God, as we create this heavenly atmosphere that you can come down and speak to your children. Anoint our brother as he brings the word this morning, Lord God. Teach us, Lord, how we should walk in this present evil age. Lord, we'll be careful to give you the praise, honor, and glory for all things that you will accomplish in this place. It's in Jesus Christ's precious and holy name we pray. Amen. Let's offer unto our God a hand clap of praise this morning. Praise the Lord. You can do a little better than that. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Come on, let's sing this little song together. Oh, every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Every praise, every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Come on, sing hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Oh, every praise. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah. Oh. Every praise. Come on. God, my Savior. Yes, he is. Sing, God, my Savior. God, my healer. God, my deliverer. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Every prayer.
every word of worship with one up. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah. Glory hallelujah. Every praise is to our God. Sing God my Savior. God my healer. God my deliverer. Yes he is. Yes he is. Sing God my Savior. God my healer. He's my deliverer. Yes he is. Yes, he is. Sing God my Savior. God my healer. He's my deliverer. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Every praise. Every praise, every praise, every praise, come on. Every praise, when you see me dancing. Every praise, when you see me shouting. Every praise, when I lift my hands. Every praise, every praise is to our God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Every praise belongs to our God. No matter what you're going through, praise God anyhow. Amen. What good is your worrying going to do? It's going to take you lower and lower. But when you begin to praise God, you call him on the scene. Amen. 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 We have been taught. God gave man dominion upon the earth. God would do nothing else except to use a man on the earth. Whenever you need God on the scene, God wants to come down and move on your behalf. But he won't do nothing until you begin to praise. He won't do nothing until you begin to ask. He won't do nothing until you begin to speak. Amen. We need to use the authority that God has given us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's sing this little song together. My God is awesome.
Can move mountains, keep me in the valley, hide me from the rain.
Come on.
My God is awesome, heals me. Say awesome, yes he is, oh awesome, my God is,
come on, Savior of the whole world,
Savior of the whole world. His grace is why I'm He's mighty. He's mighty. He's mighty. He's mighty. Say awesome. Yes, He is. Oh, oh. He's holy. He's holy. He's holy. He's holy. Say awesome. Oh, yeah. Oh. Hey, He's great. Great. He's great. He's great. Awesome. Yes, He is. Oh. Yes, He is. Oh, oh, protector, 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 protector. He's awesome. Oh, oh, oh. Say it like this. Oh, the blood will never lose power. Awesome. Yes, He is. Oh, hey, provider, Jehovah Jireh, provider, Jehovah Jireh. He's awesome. Yes, He is.
Come on.
Provider of the grace that we have need of. Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was a hopeless case, an empty space. If not for grace, come on, amazing grace. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. How sweet the sound. Once was lost, but now I'm found. I was a hopeless case, an empty space, if not for grace. Where would I be?
Hallelujah.
God only sing that one more time.
Where would I be? God only knows. I'm glad He sees through the eyes of love. I was a hopeless case, an empty space. If not for,
come on, one more time. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
And His mercy follows. Amen. To keep us lest we slip. Amen. God is God and God is good. Amen. You already have your seats. Amen. We're going to get into our special sister Tanya. Will you come this morning? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Bless you. Y'all pray for me. Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? And who told the ocean you could only come this far? And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can catch a falling star?
And
Amen. There's an empty tomb across the water. Praise the Lord. And there's a living God living in each one of us. Amen. We have the testimony that I know that he lives. God bless you, Sister Tanya. Thank you so much for that special. Brother Jeffrey, God bless you. Will you come this morning, my brother?
Praise the Lord. Spare me. God bless you. Amen. Just pray for me as I attempt this song. I know it's been a while. Just bear with me. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes we have trials we go through, and we don't really know like the purpose and you know why we go through it. But through it all, I believe God just wants us to surrender ourselves to Him and just praise Him through the storm. Amen. So just sing with me. Just a little nervous.
I was sure by now, God, you would have reached down and wiped our tears away, stepped in and saved the day. But once again, I say amen, and it's still raining. As the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm with you. As the mercy falls, I raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away. I praise you in the storm, and I will lift my hands. Lord, you are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I cried, Lord, you hold in your hands. Lord, you never left my side, and though my heart is torn, I praise you in the storm. I remember when I stumbled in the wind, you heard my cries, you, and you raised me up again. My strength is almost gone, can I carry on if I can't find you? As the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm with you. As the mercy falls, I raise my hands and praise the God who gives. It takes away. I praise you in the storm, and I will lift my hands. Lord, Lord, you are who you are. No matter where I am, and every tear I cried, Lord, you hold in your hands. Lord, you never left my side. And though my heart is torn, praise you in the storm. I lift my eyes unto the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I lift my eyes unto the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I praise you in the storm, and I will lift my hands. Lord, you are who you are. No matter where I am, every tear I cried, Lord, you hold in your hands. Lord, you never left my side, though my heart is torn. I praise you in the storm.
Praise the Lord, that's victory in the storm. Amen, 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 amen. Just praise him in your storm, saints. It doesn't matter what you're going through. If Jesus can walk on water in the midst of a storm and calm the storm, he can calm whatever you're going through. Amen, just praise him in the storm. Hallelujah. God bless you, Brother Jeffrey. Praise the Lord. Amen. We want to welcome and thank our guests, Brother Reginald Eddings. It's good to have you in the house of the Lord. Amen. Friend of Brother Willie's. Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't have any written requests here, but I received a text from a close friend of mine that I grew up with. He was diagnosed with stage 2 cancer in his neck. So he asked that we pray for him this morning. Amen. We want to continue to pray for one another. Any unspoken requests, show up by an uplifted hand. Amen. Sister, can you give me the announcements? We'll take care of that. Praise the Lord. We have a birthday coming up on Tuesday. Sister Rebecca, God bless you. Happy birthday. Praise the Lord. Wednesday night service will be at 7:30. We'll continue to stream virtually. Amen. And you can find us on both Facebook and Twitter. On Twitter, our handle is at Spirit and Truth T. On Facebook is SAT Tabernacle. We have a virtual tape service Friday, August 6th at 7:30. The message will be Pride 55-087A. Amen. So everybody tap in on that Friday night. Amen. As far as our giving, there's different manners, different ways of giving. For everybody in the sanctuary, we have a wooden box just on the other side of this wall. You can place your tithing offering there. All those online, you can go to the website, www.spiritandtruthtabernacle.org. There's two ways of giving there, PayPal and Cash App. When donating, please choose the option to transfer or send to a friend. This will minimize or eliminate any PayPal fees. Our email address is given at john423.org. Cash App, our handle is $SpiritandTruthT. At the bottom of the screen, that is our current mailing address where you can mail in your tithing offering. Amen. Let's bow our hearts. Almighty God, Father, we thank you so much. We have everything to be grateful for. Lord, we have the ability, Lord, to come to the house of the Lord, clothing in our right minds, Lord God. We have the ears to hear and the eyes to see, Lord, that which you have delivered unto us, Lord. We thank you so much, Lord, for your presence in our midst. Father, as we bring unto you this portion, Lord, of our worship, our tithing, and our offering, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you bless, Lord, that which is given for the upbuilding of the kingdom, Lord, that you'll bless every hand that gives, Lord, and the heart that desires to give but that has not. We ask, oh God, that you will bless your children. You promise to open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that we would not have room enough to contain, Lord. Father, that's meeting all of our needs. So we commit this tithing and offering to your hands, Lord. And Father, we pray, oh God, for my dear friend, Lord God. He asked not to have his name called because he wants to let his friends know. But Lord, he texted me, Lord. He wanted to be recognized by the saints and brought before you, Lord. He knows, Lord, there's a people that intercedes, Lord. Lord, for their loved ones, Lord. And I pray for them, Lord. I pray, Almighty God, that the Spirit of the living God would go to him even now, Lord, as he prepares to preach his sermon this morning, Lord. We ask, oh God, that the mighty power of Almighty God will fall down upon him and heal his neck where he is, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, bless him. Every request that's upon your people's hearts, Lord, meet the needs of your children, Lord God. Have your way. We'll be careful to give you the praise, honor, and glory. We ask, oh God, that you continue to anoint and bless our pastor as he prepares to bring the message to your children. Father, we love you, we praise you, and thank you. It's in Jesus Christ's precious and holy name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Will you stand to your feet? Let's sing this little song together as we invite Brother Jack to come. Amen.
Awesome in power, our God. Our God. Come on, our God is greater. Say, our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is He, awesome in power. Our God, come on, our God is greater. Yes, He is. Oh, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome. Our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, and if our God, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what? If our God, who can stand? And if our God is with us, come on, one more time. If our God, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against? What can stand against? What can stand against? Come on, say, our God is great. Yes, He is. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome.
Our God is greater. Our God.
God, you are higher. Our God is healer. Our God. Yeah.
Sing it again.
Our God is greater. Yes, you are, Jesus. Oh. God is, He's awesome. Our God,
just give Him a hand of praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 There's no God like our God. Amen. Just going to ask the brothers if I just get a little bit more on the monitor there. I did want to say thank you for the specials that went forth this morning. Certainly enjoyed that. Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. Man. Sister Dee Dee. I almost called her cemetery. Good to see you, Sister Dee Dee. Amen. And I see my Sister Smiley and niece Christina, I believe. Amen. Good to see them in the house of the Lord on this day. And I believe this Brother Willie's cousin, Reg. I remember him from some years back. Good to see you, amen, in the house, Lord. Today, God bless you. God bless you. Amen. And one of the Benjamins, amen. Good to see you. But Mark, God bless you. All right, so I'm not going to take your time. Thank y'all, musicians. Appreciate y'all. Appreciate Brother Solomon and amen and the song leading. I'm going to invite you to go back, amen, with me to a scripture in Acts 2, and then we'll go from there. And I also just want to quickly mention while I got you standing, I'm going to let you be seated in a second, but turn with me to Acts 2, and we're going to read from starting at verse 14. But I wanted to thank the Lord for everyone that participated on yesterday in our backpack drive. I believe the number was 154 backpacks was given out on yesterday. And I appreciate everyone that came on Friday night and then, you know, back again on yesterday. And Sister Candace Wisdom, amen, Brother Troy and Sister Tanya's daughter, she was very instrumental in getting us backpacks, giving them to us, and already had, you know, supplies and everything in it. All we had to do was just give it out, and I was just really, really appreciative, amen, of that. Praise the name of the Lord. So she told me to come back because she got more to give me. And we'll get those and just get stocked up, you know, for the next time we do our backpack giveaway. But it was a real blessing, amen, to do that. I want to thank everyone that just sent, you call, you gave cards. I got a cake designed like a golf course. Gift cards, financial blessings, text messages, social media greetings, and most of all prayers. Amen. I appreciate all that for my birthday on I guess it was Friday. Amen. Friday. So amen. God bless you all. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So amen. God is good. God is good all the time. And all the time God is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So turn with me. I hear Acts 2. You all know that we have journeyed, amen, through these junctions. And there was just a little piece that I didn't get to, amen, on the seventh junction that I thought that hopefully I can get to it today and just kind of, be released to go on to where God wants us to go next. But I am one that knows for certain that this series of sermons have been ordained of God to come to this church for such a time as this. Amen. And I've heard from too many people that, brother, I find myself at a junction. All right, and you know, we want to make the right decision when we get there, because that's going to lead us to another junction. Amen. But we're just grateful for what we see the Lord doing in our midst, and very encouraged, amen, by our God. Amen. So here in Acts chapter 2, says, but Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. Now, I want to go back and just I want you to remember, this is the scripture that the prophet used when he preached the message, the Junction of Time. And for myself, I'm like, why? Because I'm, you know, being a minister, you always try to figure out where they going with this. Where they going? So why would the prophet pick up Acts 2 to talk about junctions, right? And but it's only after we start experiencing the supernatural that I see why he laid it out like this, why the Holy Spirit led him this way. So he says, for these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. Amen. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. The Lord had a blessing to the reading of his word. We want to just bow in a word of prayer. I did see Brother Quentin come in, and so good to have him. I know that the enemy just been attacking him a little bit, but we thank God for giving him victory. Amen. In that, ever since we were on our way back from Alaska, just the devil just start, you know, trying to attack him. So we thank God. We thank God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the privilege and the opportunity we have to come into the house of God. We are grateful for what we see you doing in our midst. Thank you for the anointing that has come, Father, through the songs, and amen, and through the song service, Lord, and just the people coming under a attitude of expectation. And Father, we just pray that you just meet us here, God, in the only way that you can. Speak to us through your word, bring revelation and understanding, quicken, Lord, our spirit, the inner man. May he be spoken to today, God. Go beyond our minds, go beyond our thoughts, Lord. Go down into the depths of our soul and quicken, amen, quicken us with your word. And we trust, oh God, that you would just be glorified and magnified and exalted in this place today. We give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise. Hide us all behind your cross. Let no flesh be seen, but may Christ be on display. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. God bless you. You can be seated. So we are just kind of hopefully bringing closure to this series. I realized that when we preached the fifth junction, we preached three sermons on the fifth junction, which was, Brother Branham told us, was one of the most critical junctions, amen, because it was a junction where our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ came. And when we're using this term junction, what we are really trying to say spiritually, there are events that happen in Bible history, as well as events that were prophesied to come after Jesus died. There were other events that were prophesied to come, and these events, once they occurred, it would reshape things, right? It would change things. The junction in the natural when you go to, you know, a stop sign, or you go to a red light, or, you know, or a roundabout, that's what would be considered a junction. And when you hit that, you have to make decisions, right? Either if I'm at a roundabout, either I'm going to go right, I'm going to go left, I'm going to go, you know, all the way through, or I'm just going to turn around and end up in the same spot that I started, right? But you have to make decisions once you get to a junction. Amen. And there, you know, sometimes you can get on a highway, and if you fail to maybe get off at the right spot, praise the Lord, you can end up going so far down the road, and it'd be a long time before you can turn around and get back. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You must understand spiritually when you're making decisions, spiritual decisions, you want to make sure it's the right decision. Hallelujah. Amen. Otherwise, you can lose years of your life. Good God Almighty. You can lose years of your life because you made the wrong decision. All right. Amen. Amen. Thank God for his grace that pulls us out of these things. But here, you know, I want to just, we're dealing with the seventh junction today, and just bear with me. I will bring us through and just kind of, you know, hit some things in the past and also bring us forward. But I want to just start in this this quote, a prophet like unto Moses. Amen. This sermon that is preached, a prophet like unto Moses. And as I give you the titles of these sermons, I need you to understand there is a message even in the title, a prophet like unto Moses. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Because we know Jesus Christ was a prophet like unto Moses. Amen. Right? But God had another prophet like unto Moses that rose up in this day. All right. All right. So look, this full gospel Christian businessman has been one of my great supports in taking me and to help fulfill the purpose that I believe the Lord sent me to help do. Says that was to unite the body of Jesus Christ together. So here the brother Branham saying, I believe one of the purposes that God sent me to do was actually to unite the body together. Not divide the body, unite the body, right? Unite the body of Jesus Christ together. It's my purpose to do that. That's what's in my heart, to see all of God's children, hey, hallelujah, in one accord and with one heart moving on. Amen. Then I believe when that takes place, the work will about be over then. It says the millennium will set in. So one of the things that's holding up this rapture, one of the things that's holding up this change of the body is for all of the children of God to unite in one heart. Amen. To unite in one accord. When we read there in the book of Acts, glory to God, they had come into one mind. Hallelujah. Amen. And they had come into one accord. And it was only after they came into one mind and into one accord that the Holy Spirit could be poured out. And I'm just one. I'm not just looking for, amen, a drip of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When I go to the faucet, just drip, 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 it's not going to satisfy my thirst. Brother, but somebody better turn that thing on and let it pour out. We want the Holy Ghost to pour out. Young men will see visions. Old men will dream dreams. Amen. We want to see him pour out as he did on the day of Pentecost. But it takes us coming into one mind and in one accord. Glory to God. Amen. Says the work will be about over then. The millennium will set in. The rapture will come. And we're certainly praying and watching, waiting for that time. He says, and as we see the clock tick around, the time clock of God's timepiece, all the prophecies, amen, being fulfilled. So how do we watch where God is at? Amen. How do we tell time based on God's time, not our time? What we have to watch is prophecies being fulfilled. Amen.
And when you see prophecies fulfilled, you better be ready to go. All right, church. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. Let me go on, because there are so many prophecies that relate to the second coming of the Lord. And if we're seeing them fulfilled, not going to be fulfilled. When we see that they have been fulfilled, we know we're closer to the coming of the Lord than we ever been. Brother, when John the Baptist walked out on the scene, them people had no idea, but prophecy was being fulfilled in the life of John the Baptist. And they knew something was wrong here. What kind of ministry is this? Tell us who you are. They begin to ask him questions. Tell us who you are. Are you that prophet? He said, no, I'm not that one, but I will identify who I am. I'm the voice of one crying out in the wilderness. Prophecies was being fulfilled right before their very eyes. Now, it wasn't up to them, amen, as to who God would choose to fulfill the prophecy. You don't tell God who fulfills it. God tells you who fulfills it. Glory to God. Amen, church. Let's look at it now. He says, now, as we see the clock tick around, the time clock of God's timepiece, all the prophecies being fulfilled and setting right up before us now for the coming Messiah. We are certainly a happy people and should be that way. For we're looking forward to the greatest event that ever happened in all human history or ever will. Now, I love the way you put it, ever happen or ever will. Glory, because we're looking for something now. I'm not going to church just to go to church. My purpose is not to be able to, after I leave church, go tell my friends I went to church today. That's not my purpose. I'm coming here to be changed. I'm coming here to be transformed. I'm coming here to get ready for this great event. Amen. He says, the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, to catch a church to himself and to take her to himself. What a glorious time that will be. There's many great events has happened in the world, many great things, but nothing like that. So when we're talking about the seventh junction, this is one of the greatest things that we can look forward to. Amen. The second coming of the Lord Jesus. Now, just a couple comments. Amen. As we go deeper in this, remember, this junction, this seventh junction, is the junction of all the other junctions, because this is the end of time. There will be no other junctions after this. Amen. And the other thing we need to understand, that when God calls for a junction, God sends prophets. God sends angels, and he gives a warning to the people. When you're at a junction, you have to heed the warning. Hallelujah. Amen. And the other thing that we want to realize at junctions, amen, the miraculous will vindicate that omnipotence lives and reigns. Hallelujah. He said we must have the miraculous. And that's all I've been looking for, amen, in this junction, is the miraculous. The God moving in on the scene. Now, when we started out this series, there was something happening. Yesterday, I was just so blessed, you know, just to kind of watch what God has done right here in our midst. And what it was that, you know, when at the beginning of the year, our precious sister Wayson was going through a lot with her feet. And, you know, she was, you know, just kind of in and out of the hospital and just needing, you know, different ones to come tend to her at the house. And, you know, she was really going through a lot. And, you know, and everybody was a little concerned. You know, Sister Wayson is precious to us. Amen. When she was hurting, we was hurting. Right. And, you know, and she would sometimes press away to the house of God with a foot wrapped up and just doing everything that she could just to get here to the house of God. But in a lot of pain. Right. But what we saw is over time, God began to heal that foot. Glory, glory. And I was looking at on yesterday with a Spirit and Truth T-shirt on, and glory to God. And Sister Wason just going back and forth, getting material for the book bags and just volunteering. I'd say Sister Wason wasn't able to do that a few months ago. We just saw a miracle at the junction. And I was telling her that on yesterday. I said, sister, I was just blessed just watching you. She said, Brother Jack, there was a time that I knew I couldn't walk, and I used to wonder, I mean, God did this for that person, God did that for this person, but now I can talk about what God has done for me. Hallelujah. She said, I couldn't walk then, but I feel like running sometime now. Like fire shut up in my bones. I want to run sometime now. Hallelujah. Amen. We have seen the miraculous at the junction. We watch what God did for Sister Capers. We watch what God did for Sister Burrs. We have watched God unfold and manifest himself at this junction. Praise God, amen. I know we're in the right place at the right time. The miraculous is happening at the junction. Amen, 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 amen. Now, just to go back, amen, there's seven junctions that we're speaking of from Scripture. The prophets say these are seven events that happen. Now, as I call the events, I want you to understand they're not in chronological order. But he just, you know, he was just preaching under the inspiration that he had. But yet and still, these are events that change things here on our earth. Right? One was Noah and the Ark. Right? That was a junction that occurred, amen. And there was a lot of things that happened during that time, and I'm going to try to stay away from some of that. Hallelujah. Amen. One of the big things was marriage and divorce problems. Amen. Sons of God going after the daughters of men. Right? We had problems in that area, and it got so bad, God wanted to just destroy the earth. I want to tell you that God has reached the same breaking point, amen, where he wants to destroy the earth again. But it won't be by water this time. It'll be by fire. Right? So Noah and the Ark was a tremendous time where some things changed on the earth. Right? Even the earth got tilted because of the flood. Right? Hallelujah. But that was the first junction that Brother Branham mentioned. Then he brought in Moses and the children of Israel. He said that was a great junction where the children of Israel were bound for 400 years, amen, down in Egypt. But God sent a prophet. Noah was the prophet in the first junction. Now Moses is the prophet that comes in the second junction. And God sends a prophet to bring deliverance to his people. Amen. Glory to God. Now in Noah's day, you had to follow Noah's message. Oh, y'all gonna preach to me today? Amen. In Moses' day, you had to follow Moses' message. Hallelujah, somebody. God don't change his way of doing things. All we got to do is follow his patterns. Glory to God. Amen. The third junction that Brother Branham brought out was Abraham and Lot. Now, who was the prophet in Abraham's day? Oh, glory. It's very easy to identify because the scripture says it. Abraham had sold gave his wife to this leader and say, she's my sister, a lion prophet. Hallelujah. There he go. He said, that's my sister. That's not my wife. That's my sister. And the man said, oh, God, I've been praying that you send me a wife that I can have some children by. Sarah was 90 years old when this man was looking at her. Oh, that's a great mystery there, because the same way God changed Sarah's body, in this seventh junction, he has promised to change our bodies. So there he was, amen, looking at Sarah, saying, Lord, I thank you for sending me this woman. And as he's sitting there having his bedtime prayers, God comes down in a dream. Say, don't you touch that man's wife. Don't touch his wife. He said, now, wait, Lord, he said it was his sister. He said, I know what he said, but don't you touch his wife, and then I want you to give him back his wife and then have him pray for you, because he is my prophet, a man that lied. Right? A man that was, just my God, how could a man lie like this and cause my whole kingdom to be cursed? But yet in God's mind, God say, this is my prophet. Oh, I'm so glad. Don't let that shake you. Think about all your mistakes. Think about all your failures. Think about, even Brother Branham lied. Told his wife to tell him that he wasn't in the house. But I want you to know, because Abraham lied, because Brother Branham lied, because you lied, it does not change your status. Not with God. You are still God's son. You are still God's daughter. Abraham was still God's prophet. Even after his lie. And you can imagine how he must have felt lying to this man, not having to pray for him. Because the man won't be blessed till you pray for him. God have mercy. We just thank God for these things. The fourth, amen, junction was Elijah and those 450 prophets of Baal. Elijah had to call and say, let the God that answered by fire say, stop halting between two opinions. Let the God that answered by fire, let him be God. And when God manifested himself in that junction, it should have changed the course of history for Israel. Amen. They should have never been under the influence of, amen, of those false gods. But one of the problems that Israel had, even though he got rid of the prophets, there was a person feeding them prophets. There was a person that hired them prophets. Her name was Jezebel. And even after Elijah did all this, Jezebel said, I don't care nothing about the miraculous. I'm going to kill Elijah. God had to protect his prophet from this crazy woman. Glory to God. Amen. But here, you know, that was the fourth junction. Then the fifth junction, we get where Jesus has come on the scene. And Brother Branham said that was a great junction because we're looking at our Lord and our Savior, amen, coming out. And had he not come, we would not be here today. Had he not died and rose again, we wouldn't be sitting here today. Amen. The very purpose of our existence is because of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So here he was coming to fifth junction. You would have thought that would have been the climax. You would have thought that would have been it. But that was only the first coming of the Lord. There was more scriptures written in the Bible about his second coming than there was about his first coming. John the Baptist was the prophet during, amen, Jesus' ministry. Jesus himself was the prophet as well. Hallelujah. But John had to decrease so Jesus could increase. And the word came to the prophet where? In the water. When he got ready to be, when Jesus wanted to be baptized. How you going to get by not being baptized? And Jesus himself was baptized. Hallelujah, right? Glory to God. Amen. Everybody ain't going to be like the thief on the cross. Some of us going to have the gospel. We got to make decisions with the gospel that has been presented to us. And let me tell you something right now. It is an individual decision. Praise God. Amen. If this person don't want to go, it won't hinder me. If that person don't want to go, it won't hinder me. I'm standing on my own revelation. Glory to God. But here Jesus comes to John and says, suffer to be so. Right? We must fulfill all righteousness. Suffer to be so. John said, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy to baptize you. He said, no, John, it's okay. You can go ahead and do it. And didn't understand, but the reason Jesus had to be baptized is because the sacrifice for our sins, the sacrifice had to be washed first before it could be offered. That's why he went to the water. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. What mighty things happened at that fifth junction. But Brother Branham goes on to say there was another junction, a sixth one that came after that. And he says, now prophets have to come, angels have to come, supernatural happens. And he says that sixth junction would have been under the ministry of Luther and Wesley. They were two great ministers that God used. Hallelujah. Luther and Wesley. Amen. And Luther had problems. Luther couldn't live sanctified. Luther was going against the Jews. Amen. Luther thinking that they should all be killed. But he was still the one God chose. Wesley, I preached about it. Wesley was the one God chose, but the man had all kind of marital problems. Read your history. Read your history. You'll see the man had all kind of trouble with his wife. Hallelujah. But yet he was God's chosen vessel. See, I'm going to tell you something. Your thoughts are not like his thoughts. And your ways are not like his ways. Stop trying to put God in your box. He is too big for your box. God will break your box. I'm going to tell you something. Some things you don't understand. And since you don't understand, just pray. And wait for God to reveal it to you. Wesley was his messenger. Was used by Almighty God. Just carrying the gospel. He was a light shining the gospel, amen, on this earth. Revelation spoke of him. Hallelujah. I ain't got time to read all these things. But I'm just telling you, it's all there. Right? Wesley was used by God. And the reason that God used Luther and Wesley, it was a time where the Catholic Church had everybody else bound. If you were not Catholic, you were dead. But Luther, starting the Protestant Reformation, comes out with a new revelation. The just shall live by faith, not by all these rules and regulations that y'all created that's not even in the scripture. Say the just gonna live by faith. God was riding that anointed in Luther. Wesley come on and say, yeah, we're gonna live by faith, but also gonna take some sanctification too. You're gonna live right. God used that anointing upon Wesley and got us to the point where we are right now. The seventh junction. And God got to have a prophet for the seventh junction. And he has one. Coming, already gone. William Marion Branham. Hallelujah. Right? So let me just read a few things here. Glory, 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 glory. Hear out of the message when their eyes were opened. A message and a title. Because, you know, people have to go through things sometimes before their eyes actually come open. This sermon is coming from Luke 24, right? And the guys have been, let me just break just a little bit there. Hold that quote. But that these guys were walking with Jesus, talking with Jesus, looking at all the miracles of Jesus, but still had their eyes blinded to who he really was. In their minds, they thought that their Savior would be a military leader. In their minds, they were looking for a man to come and just destroy the Romans. Right? Amen. Another Moses to rise up. Right, that's what they were hoping for, but unfortunately, their minds were, amen, had the wrong picture of what God was actually trying to do. And see, when it goes against what our minds are thinking, we have a hard time accepting what God has done. But let me tell you, it's not that God got to come according to the way you think. It's the other way around. We got to come the way God thinks. So here, you know, we got this problem. They with Jesus all this time, but yet they don't really understand. So when Jesus died, these fellas say, you know what? Man, ain't none to this. Ain't none to this. I'm going on back to this. You know, I know I made a big mess at the church that I was at. I'm going back. You know, it's just better for me to do that than to be hanging around these fellas here. I'm going back. So they make up their mind, Cleopas and his friend. They just walking. And they just talking. That's a good thing now. Amen. The good thing, they was talking about him, right? Because as you talk about him, rather than talking about a lot of nonsense, let's talk about Jesus. And as they begin to talk about the Lord Jesus, before you know it, amen, a third man joined into the conversation, came from behind a bush, and just began to enter into the conversation. Say, what are you talking about, fellas? Say, are you a stranger in these parts? Have you not heard? Did you not know about Jesus Christ who we thought would be this and who we thought would be that? And he's died. And then there's people talking about he raised again. We don't know nothing about all that. And Jesus just began to work with him. And next thing you know, he said, oh, fools. Hallelujah. And slow of heart. You failed to believe all that the prophets had already written about me. And he began to open up the scriptures. Did not Jesus have to do this? Did not the Messiah have to go through that? Did not this need to happen? Did not that need to happen? And you realize what happened is that as he opened scripture, glory to God, their eyes became open, because they eventually said, did not our hearts burn as he spake to us the scripture? Ooh, hallelujah, glory to God. What I believe is in the scripture. And all we need is to get people's minds open up to the scripture. Scripture. Glory, 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 glory. Amen, amen. And I like that. It wasn't the miracle. The miracle was really more of a, what I call like icing on the cake. But when their hearts actually burned, not because of the miracle. Their hearts burned because he opened to them scripture. Now, they didn't fully catch it until he did the miracle. When they got so far in the journey, and Jesus acted as if he was going to keep going. And they had to invite him in. And what the Lord is waiting for you this morning, he wants you to invite him in. Say, Jesus, don't go no further. Rest with us tonight. Come on into this room tonight. Hey, come on in the room. Hey, I reminded of that old song, come in the room. Jesus is my doctor. He writes on my scription, not prescription, scription. Gives me all my medicine in the room. Woo! Somebody needs to invite the Lord Jesus into the room. Come into the room, Jesus. Woo. Oh, glory to God. Y'all forgive me. I just got back from my trip, and I'm still in evangelistic mode, I guess. Woo. Glory, glory, glory. So here it is, this message titled, When Their Eyes Were Open. Amen. And I was just saying that Jesus, when he broke bread with them in the room, that's when they knew something had happened. Wait a minute. Jesus is risen again. Because the way he broke bread was the only way he could break bread. They recognized it was Christ. They'd been a part of a service like that before. All right. Hey, when their eyes were open, it says, how many read the sermon? When omnipotence speaks, miracles happen. Did you? You believe that? It says, certainly omnipotence spoke at every junction. I want to get into this if I can. But omnipotence spoke at every junction, or every junction. And when the church cooled off, and then omnipotence spoke, miracles takes place. And this is the junction of all junctions. This is the end time. The end of the whole history of the world is right now at hand. So you can expect omnipotence to speak. And you can expect the greatest and mightiest miracles that's ever happened on earth will happen in the next few years to come. If Jesus tarries, it will be. And I say amen. And watch this. Watch this now. Brother Smiley was just telling me a little something he heard this morning. With great contribution comes great controversy. Hallelujah. So when God begins to move, you got to watch for Satan to do something too. Are you watching for it? Now when Satan moved, don't be shook. You expected him to move. You expected him to do something, but I got good news for you. God always let the devil show his hand first. Satan make his chest move first, and then he think he got God in a tight spot. Then God say, oh, you missed this part right over here. Checkmate, Satan. The game is over. You've been a worthy opponent, but you still a loser. Hallelujah. We on the winning side. Said, and watch for Satan to raise up his too. When all heaven turns loose, all hell turns loose too. And it's prophesied that there be a Janus and Jambres on the earth in the last days who would almost impersonate the real thing so close it'll deceive the very elect, if possible. I rest on that. The very elect cannot be deceived. Amen. We may walk in error for a bit, but we can't be deceived. There's something on the inside of us that identifies with truth. He says, see now, so we're looking for that. We're looking for all of that. Now, let me just kind of go back. Since, you know, Brother Branham brought that up about Janus and Jambres, they would have been guys that would have come on the scene during the second junction, the time that Moses was on the earth. And Moses was the prophet that God used to bring deliverance to the people. He's prophesied, amen, years before he actually came to the earth. And it was prophesied in the book of Genesis that that children of Israel would be sojourners in the land for well over 400 years, and that after that they would be delivered from it. So they went through many trials and tribulations, amen, while they were there in Egypt. And you can find back in Bible history how they got there through Joseph being promoted in Pharaoh's court, inviting his family to come when the famine in the land, and they was doing very well down there. Glory to God, but they got to being so blessed. They got so blessed that Pharaoh took notice of it. There's more of them than it is of us. And, you know, these people might rise up one day, and they might do this and they might do that. So they begin to plot. They begin to scheme against the children of Israel. And as they were plotting and scheming, amen, God was working too. God had a prophet that he was about to send, amen, to the situation. Glory to God, and here comes Moses, born, amen, by his mother. Father, mother had to watch over this birth of this baby, and they got him to a certain point, and like, we can't keep him in here in the house. They keep coming looking for all the babies. They're going to try to kill him. So we got to just release him to the Nile River. Some things you just got to let go by faith. Amen, you can't do no more about it. You done did everything you could. Now the rest is up to God. And look, God, if this is your deliverer, you're going to take care of him. Amen. If you told us that you were sending a deliverer, if this the one that you sent, you got to take care of him. And as a little baby, they pushed him out on the Nile River, and all the crocodiles and the snakes and everything else that are in that river. But yet God, amen, had the baby protected. Say, not one crocodile can touch it. Not one snake can touch it. Nothing can touch this baby. And there Moses just sailing along. And just so happened that the waves brought him, hallelujah, right to his predestinated destiny. And the waves of life will bring you to your predestinated destiny. Glory, hallelujah. The waves brought him to this place. And there he ends up in the court of Pharaoh. His daughters there and say, now I can't have children. Says, but I'm going to take this baby as mine. One of the Hebrews said, I need somebody to raise this child up. I mean, to give the child milk and all of this. Hallelujah. I need somebody. So Miriam just so happened to be walking along the edge of the river, watching over that baby. And she stepped up. You got to know when to step up. She stepped up. You need a wet nurse. You need somebody. I know somebody that can do this for you. Give me a few minutes, I'll be right back with your wet nurse. Okay, go get her. I'm happy that you were here, child. I'm happy that you got somebody you can recommend for the job. Miriam went running home. Mama, guess what I found? Guess what I saw today, Mama? I saw Moses end up in Pharaoh's court, and his daughter got the baby, but she needs somebody to feed the baby. She was looking to hire somebody. Mama, I said that you'd be available for the job. Moses' mama got her clothes on, went running down to the house. I'm here at your service. And I can just imagine, say, I'll take you. Well, I got to pay you. No, you don't need to pay me. Oh, but I got to. You don't need to pay me. I got. Oh, yeah. Well, I'll take the money too. See, God know how to do things. He knows how to do the exceeding, abundant, above all you can ask or think. That's the God we serve. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. So here she give up her baby to the Nile River. God orchestrates that the baby ends up in the right place, and then she get paid to take care of her own baby. In Pharaoh's court. Woo, what a God we serve. But there Moses come to understand that he was the deliverer. His mother taught him all these things. Moses' mother, you know, had the opportunity just to kind of share truth with him. And this truth shaped his life. It made him who he was. And no matter how much he went to school, the Pharaoh schools and all that, amen, he was a great leader in Pharaoh's army. But yet the teachings of his mother stayed with him. I want to tell you, mothers, don't worry. When you've taught your children the way that they're supposed to go, those teachings stay with them. I was blessed this week. I read a little something. We had something happen in the family, and we have a little family chat going back and forth, and you know, just somebody soliciting prayer, and then my daughter chimed in and said, they were saying this happened, that happened. Just y'all pray for me. My daughter chimed in and said, it's gonna be all right. No test, no testimony. I want to scream amen. Amen. That's right. See, what you put in them stays with them. And sometimes it takes the trials to bring it out. But God knows what he's doing. So don't get flustered and frustrated when God sends a trial. The trial is there to bring out what you put in them. Because sometimes we don't know what to lean on, but what mama told us and what daddy told us, we lean on those things. Lord, help me, Jesus. So Moses was there, taught by his mother in Pharaoh's court. And as he's there, amen, he finally raises up one day, realizes that he has to be delivered. And Moses tried to bring deliverance in his own strength. He killed one Egyptian with his military prowess. You know, he thought, if I can take him down one at a time, I'd do great, great things. It's a lot to kill there, like that, Moses. Kill him and bury him and try to hide him. That's a lot. It's a lot of work involved in that, right? But God had something, that's not what I'm using, Moses. And he allowed Moses to do this, and then Moses had to take off and go on the run. 40 years he was on the backside of a desert. Lord, but it didn't change what his status was. He was still God's deliverer. I don't care how long a person may run. Huh? Run from the presence of God. It don't change their status. Because God don't get out of you what he put in you. And now after 40 years, he gives him experience, amen, at the burning bush. And Moses, with this supernatural experience, begins to come back into Egypt. And he has a message from God, let my people go. And as he's there just talking, amen, to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh, who is the Lord? I don't know the Lord. He said, no, let my people go. God sent me down here for deliverance to his people. Well, Pharaoh decides, well, yeah, I ain't letting nobody go. So now God uses Moses. Amen. To call for 10 plagues. He called for, amen, he turned the water into blood. He called for frogs. He called for lice. Called for flies. Called for cattle. Called for boils, hail, locusts. Darkness was in Egypt, but not, amen, in Goshen. Hallelujah. And the last plague before the Exodus was death to the firstborn. They had to apply the token if they didn't want death to come to their house. Amen. And we have to apply the token today if we don't death to come to our house. The token is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Now, just to go a little further, I want you to notice something that the Lord was just kind of dealing with my heart about. Amen. They had some powerful miracles. Amen. When Moses began to release these plagues on the children of on the Egyptians. Amen. It was some mighty plagues that were released. Hallelujah. But I just kind of felt to myself, the most powerful miracle, amen, that ever occurred is when their backs were against the wall. Glory. And this was after they left Egypt. After Pharaoh finally gives in and says, you know what, let these people go. Let them go worship their God. We're tired of all this happening in our land, right? Say, let's just let them go. But then they say, now who going to do this, Pharaoh? Who going to do that? You want us to build the cities? Pharaoh began to think about it. He rethought and said, oh, no, we got to go get them and bring them back. So he's upset now. His army behind him is mad, right? And here they come chasing the children of Israel. Glory. And as they're chasing the children of Israel, Moses recognizes that we got a real problem. We got the Red Sea in front of us. We got Pharaoh's army behind us. And God had to send the pillar of fire, amen, to keep the army back from the children of Israel. They knew they were in trouble. Hallelujah. I want you to know something, because some of y'all this morning might be in trouble. God does his best work when you are facing trouble. That's when the real supernatural things begin to happen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, we already seen our God work before. We talking scripture. I serve the same God Moses was serving. Hey, I serve the same God Joshua was serving. I serve the same God the Hebrew boys were serving. I serve the same God that Daniel was serving. That's my God. Daniel in a tight spot, the supernatural occurred. Hebrew boys in a tight spot, the supernatural occurred. Here Moses and the children of Israel in a very tight spot. Ain't nothing we can do. We at their mercy. And God, we know you told us that you was going to take us to the promised land. All these other supernatural things we saw down in Egypt, we can't go back. But what are we going to do? And you can see all the people just looking at Moses. Moses, what do we do here? What pressure? 2 million people looking at him and like, well, Moses, now do you see what we see? What? There's water, a sea, a Red Sea in front of us, Moses. We can't swim across this. We got children, we got cattle, we got all kind of stuff. What are we going to do right now, Moses? I just need you to understand one little statement that Brother Branham made, and I read this earlier in our series. A man fully surrendered to God is omnipotent. All powerful. A man fully surrendered to God. And here in this desperate hour, God tells Moses, because Moses, the people looking at Moses, Moses looking at God. And then God turned his back on Moses. Say, don't cry unto me. Don't you start crying, Moses. I gave you a job to do. Now, I ain't tell you all the stuff that was going to happen on your way to the promised land, but I told you what to do now. Don't you cry to me. So now Moses really in a fix. God ain't answering. The people need an answer. What can I do? See, y'all just bear with me just for a few minutes. I'm reminded of a testimony that Brother Branham shared. It was a dream that he had. And there were some people in bondage inside the dream. And they say, Brother Branham, deliver us. We're good people. We want to be delivered. We don't like being in these conditions. And he says, I wish I could deliver them, but those iron bars are too big for me to try to break open. He said, while he was in the dream, he saw the pillar of fire come into the dream. And the pillar of fire turned into the Lord Jesus, say, I'm expecting you. Pointed right at Brother Branham. I'm expecting you to deliver them people. It put them in a fix. He was expecting Jesus to do it, but Jesus said, I'm expecting you to do it. Sometimes we find ourselves in a fix. And in the dream, Brother Branham said, I couldn't see myself popping those bars open. He said, so I said. So I said. See, God gave a bird wings so he could fly. God gave a fish fin so he could swim. God gave man a mouth so he could speak. So I said, house of hell, give way to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what we use as our spoken word authority. Moses' back was against the wall. Even God said, don't even think about it. Moses was in between a rock and a hard place. So Moses had to use something that God gave him. Sometimes we don't realize what's on the inside of us. It only comes out in adversity. Pressure. Pressure produces power. Can I tell y'all what Moses did? Exodus 14, verse 13. Hallelujah. This is what Moses did. Now, Moses did this without God's authority. Without, amen, God actually telling him to do it. But I can tell you this much, this is what God was expecting of Moses. And it made God happy when it finally came out of Moses. Sometimes God wants some things just to come out of you. You're his son. You're his daughter. He says, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. I know Pharaoh's army is behind you and Red Sea in front of you. Hallelujah. Fear ye not. Stand still and see. Glory to God. See the miraculous. If you leave too early, you won't see the miraculous. You got to stand still. See the salvation of the Lord. Look at what Moses says. I love it. He ain't make this thing future tense, which he will show to you today. I know y'all worried about these Egyptians. Y'all know that they mad and they upset. Amen. I know they mad at me too for leaving y'all out here like this. But I'm going to speak. Amen. Because God gave me the authority to speak. He says, for the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. And they're trying to figure out how we're going to do this. We don't have weapons. We don't have this. We don't have that. Moses, I appreciate what you're saying, but how's it going to happen? Then the next verse, Moses says, the Lord shall fight for you. And I'm going to tell you something. If you fighting, then God can't fight. But when you release, amen, the battle into his hands, then you allow him to fight your battle. This is how I fight my battle. Woo, glory to God. The Lord shall fight for you and ye shall hold your peace. Now it's only after the battle's over that they had a shouting good time. Tambourines went to playing and boy, when Miriam saw the guy that probably did some damage to some of her fellow brothers and sisters, that guy was dead in the Red Sea. Because the great miracle that happened is God parted the Red Sea for Moses and the children of Israel. And they walked through on dry land. And then he took the pillar of fire from before, amen, from behind them. So now Pharaoh's army can start chasing them into the Red Sea. And they didn't realize what they were doing. ran right into their death. Our God is good. See, it's when our backs are against the wall. And it looked like it was over. And that's a song that we opened up the service with this morning. I think I heard the musicians playing that, but you made a way. Hey, glory to God. All right. All right. All right. All right. I'm just blessed. Amen. And I want to try to, let me just skip some things here. Oh my. Oh Jesus. When it's distressful times, that's when God does his greatest work. I was thinking of this distressful time, even in Jesus' ministry. He went out to teach and preach, and man, some of the things Jesus was saying, people had never heard before. And they were so excited just to hear him preach. One day they heard he was coming to a particular city, and I don't know what happened to the people, but they just left their business. They left their homes. Some of the kids left school. Everybody just took off going looking for this. I got to hear what Jesus said. And they left in such a state that they forgot some essentials. And the disciples noticed that all this great crowd of people here, and they done forgot some essentials. And they start trying to tell Jesus, now don't preach too long. Because they need to get back to the city to get food. And you got to give them enough time to get there. Jesus like, he's going on just preaching. Now the disciples realize, okay, now the shops are closing. They ain't got time to get back to the city. Now what are we going to do when your back is against the wall? See, I'm going to tell you something. When your back against the wall, God already got a plan. God already got a plan. He's already a step ahead of you. So he tell the disciples, now y'all feed them people. Peter say, now how we, you know we ain't got nothing. Not only do they have nothing, we don't even have anything. How are we going to go feed the people? He said, go around and ask the people what they got and just come back and give me a report. He says, okay. Went around and I just love to put it this way. 4,999 people said, I ain't got nothing. You got anything? Nothing. Nothing. I actually left food on the stove. I forgot. I thought we'd be getting back early. I didn't know church was going to be this long. Yeah. Nothing, 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 nothing. 4,999 nothings. And Jesus asked for a report. What's in the crowd? Well, there's 4,099 nothings. People ain't got nothing to eat, Jesus. So, well, that means there's one. What does the one have? Jesus. Two fish, five loaves of bread. Okay, bring that to me. There's 5,000 people here, Jesus. We got two fish. You didn't hear me, Lord. Two fish, five loaves of bread. Say, okay, just bring it to me. And I saw him take it, and he blessed it, and then he broke it. So now, I told you to do something. Feed these people. You take a basket, you feed. You take a basket, you feed. Now notice, this fish was not fish that was caught. It was fish that was cooked. It was already prepared fish. We didn't need a stove out here. Right? Already caught and prepared. Probably had some of the best seasoning you ever had. Break it. He blessed it. He broke it. Then he gave it. Now y'all take it out there and give it to the people. And I can just imagine one reach and get a fish. And the other one reach and get a bread. And when he reached back, it's another fish in there. see, after you feed the first one, especially after they get past the first two. The first two and you realize it's a third fish, you just keep going. See, I needed it to be a difficult situation for me to show my great power. See that's when God does his best, when our backs are against the wall. I'm going to turn just a little corner real quick, and I'm going to try to get out of here. Those two fish and five loaves of bread multiplied through prayer. In the seventh junction, God sent a prophet by the name of William Marion Branham. And God supernaturally vindicated his ministry through many things. And one other vindication of his ministry is one night they was at church having communion. And while they were having communion, one of the brothers noticed the communion wine is running out. And we got too many people here to serve. And the brother didn't know what to do. Can we go to the store? Can we do this? No, brother, just calm down. Just calm down. Just relax. Just calm down. See, this is what we all need to learn how to do. Calm down. Relax. Calm down. Relax. Calm down. God got it under control. Don't get frustrated and frustrated. God, this is God. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. He said, no, just wait, brother. Brother Branham just there while he's holding the communion, he just began to pray right there on the spot. Nobody knew what was going on. He didn't pray out loud either, just prayed underneath his breath. Only the brothers that were kind of sitting next to him knew what was happening. And before you know it, while they're praying over the communion, the wine just began to fill up from the bottom in the communion cups. It proves that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let me just read out of this the token, and I'm going to try to get out of here. I got myself a little timer. I got 16 minutes. Now, being in that, we become part of the word. And then take the token, the spirit over the promise. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now get ready for the healing service tonight. See, take the token, hang it over the word. On your unmovable faith in that word, he'll get out. That's the thing that puts him out, because in him there is no such. Which I could testify a little bit now to some things I've seen happen just in the last few weeks. See, oh, what I could testify of. You know, and Luke said, if all Jesus done would be put in the book, there wasn't enough books in the world to write them. Just what I've seen in my own ministry, seeing him done, you couldn't pile the volumes on this platform here if I wrote it in details. Now, notice what Brother Ram said, what he's seen him do. He didn't do it, but Christ did it in his ministry. I'm convinced that Christ did it. Convinced that it was not Brother Branham doing any of those things. It was Christ doing it. Same God that I read in the Bible, I saw manifest himself in the ministry of this man. It was for a purpose, right? And now I see that same God manifest himself in our midst. It's for a purpose. He's not dead. He's still alive. It says, if I wrote in details what I've seen him do just in my own ministry, see him do it. See, he had more success in my ministry than he did in his own. Now, remember, he had more success now. Not me. He had glory. Hallelujah. So I'm here exalting Christ that was operating in Brother Branham or through Brother Branham. And I also exalt Christ that operates in and through you. Hallelujah. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. See, so there's miraculous things that happen in the ministry of Brother Branham. I don't know if I have time to read all this, but I want to come back and at least just touch it because, you know, I give you the miracles that happened in Moses' ministry. But God raised a prophet like unto Moses in this day, and there was miracles in his ministry. At his birth, the pillar of fire came down at his birth. Pretty much the supernatural God showed up at this man's birth. Now, for me, that's God, right? That's God. The same supernatural pillar of fire that led the children of Israel showed up at his birth. Glory to God. Now, you know, you might say, that don't mean anything. Well, did a supernatural pillar of fire show up at your birth?
Praise the Lord. Why would God do that at his birth? What, maybe God's trying to tell us something, right? June 11, 1933, while baptizing the Ohio River, the supernatural presence of God came down. People saw the light but failed to hear the voice. But they saw the light. I mean, they even put in the newspaper, mystic light appears while ministers baptizing in the Ohio River. They saw the light but didn't hear the voice. The voice said, as John the Baptist forerun my first coming, your message will forerun my second coming. Supernatural things happened in his ministry. This pillar of fire that showed up in his birth also happened to be caught on photograph. And notice when the pillar of fire showed up on photograph. In the Houston Coliseum, now hanging in the Library of Congress. Because I know, Brother Branham said the Hall of Critics. That doesn't exist in Washington, D.C. But I went and saw it myself. It's at the Library of Congress. And in order for you to get anything into the Library of Congress, it has to go through a Hall of Critics. Got to be certified. And I went and saw it myself. It's there. That picture is viewed more than any other thing in that Library of Congress. People come from all over the world to see it. It's there. I saw it with my own eyes. I was, the time that I went to see it, I was there preaching in Washington, D.C., and I preached a sermon. I think I titled it, The God That Answers by Fire. And didn't realize that during those services, Sister Rachel went with me and Sister Erica, and during those services, Brother Quentin was sitting there just feeding on the word of God and say, it's a church in Florida. I've been trying to get to Florida all my life, all these years. I've been trying to get it. It's a church, hallelujah, in Florida that I can finally get to. And Brother Quentin just waiting, watching everything just unfold, and then he just showed up one Wednesday night. And I'm like, who is this brother? I think I might have been the only brother here, maybe one other. So who is this brother here? And he's just saying amen to the word. Amen, amen. But, well, he must be a believer if he's saying amen. Come to find out after service, say, brother, I've been praying about trying to get here for years, and I'm looking for a place to stay. And I want to move here to Florida. I said, well, praise the Lord. He found a house and didn't know where the house was. He just saw an address. I want to buy this house. He said, I can't come to see it. We had a hurricane. Give me the pass through. He said, I can't even get there. I can't get down there. Could you go check it out and just give me the report on it? I said, sure, brother. I'll go scout the land. Went and scouted the land and took my wife with me because I knew she'll give that female perspective. And as we scouted, I said, yeah, brother, this would be nice. You know, be a nice place for you to get. And come to find out the house that he found online was right next to the church. You couldn't do it no better than that. The man can walk to church if he wants to walk to church. But he chose to get in his Tesla. That's make the Tesla bring me to church. I appreciate him. I really appreciate him. Amen. Amen. Where we just come from, Alaska, I was trying to think in my head, what brothers could I bring with me to a place like this? Who gonna jump on the back of a ATV? No car to pick you up at the airport, ATV. And it had just rained, mud everywhere. And you're on the back of an ATV, cold and wet and muddy, and you got to preach tonight. No Walmart nowhere. No dollar store. No KFC. Nothing. But saints that love the Lord. There, that supernatural cloud appeared. The pillar of fire appeared on Brother Branham's over his head, also one time over his shoulder, and they snapped the picture and they got it hanging in Library of Congress right now, or got it there hidden in Library of Congress. You can go find it. It came. I said, when did this happen? It was after he was criticized. Back was against the wall, Dr. Best challenging him. But Brother Branham said, I don't want to argue the scripture with this man. So Brother Bosworth said, I'll take it. And he just asked him one question. do the seven compound names of Jehovah of the Old Testament, do they apply to Jesus? Man couldn't say nothing. He was locked down. So I was going to say, okay, I'm done. I ain't got no more questions. This debate is over. He says, Brother Branham, if you're here and you want to come down and greet the people, feel free to do so. Come out the balcony, down onto the floor, and while he's there, this photographer taking pictures of Dr. Best with his fists in the face of Brother Bosworth. All these pictures that he took, and only one picture showed up on the when they developed it. Only one. All the other pictures was black, but this one showed up. It was Brother Branham standing there in the pillar fire over his head. He didn't even preach. He didn't even defend himself. He didn't even argue. He just showed up. Now, is it his fault that God decided to take a picture with him? Or maybe God trying to tell us something? Hallelujah. If you can follow Abraham, a lying prophet, you can follow Brother Branham. And Abraham lied. All right. All right. Let's go on. There was, I got some other supernatural things. He was wondering about the great blast that took place in this vision. And while he went up to pray about it, the king's sword appeared in his hand while he praying. Supernatural things that God's doing. So King's sword represented the word of God that he was given to give to us. Amen. Seven angels had their picture taken and commissioned the prophet to go back east and preach the revelation of the seven seals. Sick were healed. Dead were raised, especially in Mexico, where that woman brought her dead baby to a meeting. Dead all that morning. Brought it to the meeting. Brother Ramon had a vision. He saw a living baby. Prayed for the baby. The baby, after being dead for hours, was raised back to life. Right? The little boy in Finland that was dead, raised back to life. Little fishy, raised back to life. So many supernatural things that happened. They said in Mexico, where that meeting occurred, where that dead boy was raised, they say the meetings was over. Brother Branham, not even in the city anymore. But people had faith enough to come back to where the meetings were held and bring their sick to the spot where the meetings were held, and their sick were still healed. That's God. Brother Branham's ministry stopped the storms multiple times, right? In Colorado, he stopped the storm. In Germany, he stopped the storm that they were coming against him. I'm telling you, when your back is against the wall, that's when God's going to do his best work. Spoke squirrels into existence twice. I don't have time. I'll give you this. But this ministry that we're talking about, Jesus spoke about it. Prophets spoke about it. Malachi 4, 5, and 6, Revelation 10, 7, Revelation 3, start at verse 14, read to the end. Luke 17, Matthew 17. There's just so much. It's so many scriptures that pertain to it. So anytime a junction happened, God always sends a prophet. That prophet comes with a message just to warn the people. That's all it's there for. If people would have ignored Noah in his day, which many of them did, they died. God has a something for us to prepare us, to get us ready for this great change of our body. One of the greatest miracles that we're going to see in this junction, above all of y'all being healed, we thank God for that, but one of the greatest miracles, the greatest, is when your bodies are changed. And we go in a rapture. Let me read 1 Corinthians 15, 51. Oh, I just love the Lord. I'm down to 4 minutes, so I'm going to let it go. I read this earlier. I said, this is the junction of all junctions. This is the end time. The end of the whole history of the world is right now at hand. So you can expect omnipotence to speak, and you can expect the greatest and mightiest miracles that's ever happened on the earth will happen in the next few years to come. If Jesus tarries, it will be. This scripture in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Now, I like that. I'm including everybody in here. We shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound,
and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable. I don't care what come up. I ain't going nowhere. Unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. You know, I'm just cutting some things out here. We know that this junction that we live in is probably one of the greatest junctions, is the greatest, because it's the second coming of the Lord. And during the fifth junction, there are some great miracles of omnipotence when our Lord Jesus was here. The resurrection of our Lord and Savior was a tremendous miracle that happened during the fifth junction. But I need you to know that we also are part of a resurrection. And give me this quote out of It Is the Rising of the Sun. We're also a part of a resurrection. And it's one thing to look back at the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, but you also have to see the resurrection of yourself. Amen. And I can almost put it this way. There's two different resurrections that I'm talking about. There's one that we know the dead in Christ will rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet the rest of them in the air. We know that that's one resurrection. But the ones that have not died and are going to be caught up, they actually experience another resurrection. And that resurrection is to come from out of dead denominationalism into life as it has been brought to us by the living word. I had another sermon, and I'm gonna preach this later. You have to receive pardoning grace from the living word. Pardoning grace from the living word. And I can't go there today, but that was in my heart. I'll be bringing that soon. But we have to get pardoning grace from the living word. Amen. When that woman was caught in adultery, now they had the word. They had the word. They came and say, this is what the word say. Killer, we caught in adultery. What do you say? What did the living word say? He that's without sin, let him cast the first stone. All the rocks start falling down. And he looked at the woman and said, now, woman, where are your accusers? I have not said, neither do I accuse you. But, nah, sister, what? Nah, I know there's something that's good that happened to you. He said, but go and sin no more. Hallelujah. She had to receive pardon and grace from the living word. Look, I'm over time. This is the last one. It is the rising of the sun. Because I live, ye live also. Because I live, ye live also, speaking to his wife, because I live, ye live also. What a resurrection that was. And what a resurrection this is. To be quickened from the dead, to be made alive in Christ Jesus by God's quickening power. He was waved to them. The word which he was waved back to them on the day of Pentecost. The word made manifest now, and as I say, it's to be waved again in the last day. That's this day that we're living in right now. I say God bless you, church. Amen. We have enjoyed this journey through the seven junctions. May the Lord richly bless you. Amen. Let us have a word of prayer. Dear God, we are so appreciative of your word that has come to us. It's good that we can look and see not only how scripture was fulfilled. We look back in all the other junctions and see what has happened and how you operated and moved and manifested yourself. But God, to be able to bring it present tense, see ourselves where we are right now. God, we're grateful as eagles have panoramic vision. God, you've given us that same ability to be able to see what has been, what will be, and what is right now. Pray, God, that it won't just be something to go in one ear and out the other, but Lord Jesus, may it, Lord, let it remain. Let it remain. Let it be something that changes us from the inside. As we read in the quote, when their eyes were open, they knew him. So open spiritual eyes. Open them, Father, that we could see you, have a clear glimpse of who you are and what you're doing in this hour. Open our eyes, God. Pray that you bless every ear that has heard, those that have joined online. Bless them, oh God. Bring revelation to each and every heart. Keep us, draw us closer, Father. Closer to you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless you. Brother Solomon, I will turn the service back over to you. Can we just give the Lord a hand of praise? Amen. Amen. Just, and if you all don't mind, and I know I do this, been doing this to y'all for the last couple weeks, but I do need to just meet with the church. Just following the service today, we'll turn our streams and everything off after Brother Solomon ends up finishes the prayer and song. But if everyone could just remain seated, I do need to meet with the church, amen, today. So God richly bless you. Let's stand to our feet. Amen.
Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Oh, waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won, for you have never fail me yet. Oh, your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me yet. I know the night won't. Your word will come to pass. My heart will sing your praise again. Oh, Jesus, you're still enough. Keep me within your love. My heart will sing your praise again. Oh, your promise still stands. Praise. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me. I see you move, you move the mountains, and I believe I'll see you do it again. You made a way when there was no way, and I believe I'll see you move the mountains, and I believe I'll see you do it again. There was no way, and I believe I'll see you do it again. I see you move the mountains, and I believe I'll see you do it again. Oh, when there was no way, and I believe I'll see you do it again. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me. Yeah.
Precious Lord, Father God, we can have full confidence in you. We can have full confidence, Lord, in the word of the hour, Lord, which you have delivered unto us. Father, we can have confidence in the word that you delivered this morning, Lord God, for your word is truth. Thank you, Father God, for taking, Lord, not your time, Lord, for you dwell not in time, but coming, Lord, in a space called time, Lord, to speak to your children. Father, you know the needs that we have. You know, Lord, that each one of us are fighting different tests and different trials, Lord God, and we need encouragement sometimes, Lord, and you know exactly how to do it. Father God, seeing, Lord, how you moved in every junction, Lord God, we've seen miracles in our midst, Lord God, and we're expecting more. Lord, the changing of our bodies is the greatest miracle that we'll ever see, Lord God, and we're expecting that. So we know that things will get better and better, Lord. Trials will get harder, Lord God, but the supernatural will get stronger, Lord God. We believe you, Lord. We surrender to you, Lord. Father, we ask, oh God, that you would bless this people as we prepare to leave, Lord. Be with each one, Lord, and as we meditate on your word, may you quicken it to our lives. Father, we ask, oh God, that you would strengthen our pastor, Lord God. Lord, bless him, Lord, for his efforts, Lord, today, and for surrendering himself, Lord, that you can use him to speak to us. Father, we thank you again, Lord, for seeing Brother Quentin, Lord, and you strengthening him and bringing him back, Lord. And Father, just continue to be with him, Lord. Father, we'll be careful, Lord, always to give you the praise, honor, and glory. It's in Jesus Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Amen. God bless you, saints. Amen. You all may have your seats. Praise the Lord. My pastor will be back.